let's turn around to yesterday. First, you had the ribbon cutting for your new office. So if people do want to come up to the office, tell me where it's located and why you made the move.
It's 3000 Briarcrest and in Suite 406. It's right there at the intersection of Briarcrest and Earl Rudder Freeway.
So Wells Fargo building, so people would know.
Exactly, the Wells Fargo building. And the reason we moved is that our last landlord had become very successful in leasing his building out, and there was no parking for our constituents. And so we needed to find a place that was more user-friendly for our constituents.
Okay, there you go. And, of course, the congressman's not there necessarily a lot, but the staff is, and they'll get information up to D.C. as need be and help maybe solve some local problems as well.
That's correct. In the midst of all that crowd that you saw there yesterday, we actually had three or four people come in that needed cases.
Oh, really? They just didn't know. Okay. Yeah.
So we got them in the door and got them into Miranda's office, and she was working on them, and I actually got a chance to meet with a couple of them that were having some difficulties that needed our help.
Great. Well, obviously, front and center immigration, and you know, we were talking this morning, 5 years ago, would you have thought the first week into this man's second term immigration would be the number one issue?
No, not really. I would have thought he would have done it in his first 2 years in his term, because he did talk about it early on, and particularly when his party controlled Congress in his first 2 years, I would have thought he would have done it then, but he spent his time on health care and other things that have stirred up the American people.
So to give people a timeline, I guess, obviously there was a bipartisan group of senators who had put together some things that they wanted to do. They got that word out Sunday and Monday. And then yesterday, speaking in Nevada, the president came out with his plan. Tell me specifically how you feel about the differences in what he put forth and what the bipartisan senatorial package was.
Well, the bipartisan senatorial package has more meat in its outline. I mean, it's still just an outline or a framework, if you want to call it that. The president's plan was really more just a speech, and so it's harder to get my arms around what the president's talking about. The president didn't talk about border security. That's going to be critical to any discussion of immigration. He also started mixing in some other social issues that he is trying to propose that could make it difficult to get immigration reform done. So I think the Senate, while there are some parts of the Senate framework I don't like, I think they're headed the right direction. There's also a bipartisan team of people working in the House to do the same thing. But they have not released the results of their work just yet.
And you referred to the same-sex stipulation in there. Is that a red herring? Is that just something that he's thrown out that really, when it's all said and done, would not be part of the package?
I believe so, because he's mixing two different policy issues and one trying to wrap it all together, and I don't think that's appropriate.
But in the other part of that, not really speaking to border security, and as a border state member of Congress, this has got to be something that I have to believe representatives from the border states, no matter what party, want to hear something about.
Well, absolutely, and that's where I think the Senate plan was headed more closely to the correct direction, because they talk about border security being critical to the overall immigration reform bill, and they also say that certain elements related to immigrants having a path to legality or a path to citizenship, and I oppose the path to citizenship, but they talk about certain border security thresholds have to be met before those opportunities can kick in. So I think they've got it right.
Bill Flores joining us in the district today. Discussion we had earlier this morning, this is a great opportunity to add maybe 11 million people to the group of taxpayers to help this economy, this government, get back to the point where we've got more people paying in and helps us get on more solid ground fiscally. What would you say to that?
Well, I'd say that's partially correct. First of all, not all 11 million are here because they're wanting to be productive members of our society, but some big group of that 11 million are. And so I would say, to the extent that we can give them a pathway to legality, and that may include some sort of a deferred adjudication since they committed a crime to get here to start with, is a way to get there. But get them documented, make sure that we know where they are, what they're doing, for whom they're working, make sure the employers are going through a process to hire them legally, and make taxpayers out of them. I mean, after all, they came here for economic opportunity, just like all of our forefathers did for the most part, and I think that as soon as we can put them on a pathway to economic opportunity, the better off we are. Again, we've got to deal with some of the issues. You know, they did come here illegally, so we've got to deal with that, but I think there's a way to do that.
Now, well, one of the other things, obviously, just two senators from every state, so it's easier to come up with some sort of a bipartisan agreement in that level of the legislative branch. But, you know, there are a lot of people who don't have many Latinos in their congressional districts. So in the House, is it a different battle?
It could be a little bit. There are a small vocal minority of members, predominantly of my party, that don't understand the situation that we have, particularly in the border states. They don't understand the gravity of the illegal immigration problem and what it's doing to our society in those states. And so they tend to be somewhat mouthy about the way they would deal with it, and it's inappropriate. And my goal is to hopefully sit down with those folks and educate them and get them, you know, best case to understand what's going on, and worst case to at least shut up.
You know, Bobby Jindal spoke to the impropriety of some Republicans last week in a conservative conference, saying you're the party of the stupid.
Well, I have to agree with some of the things that came out during the last election.
Well, and then this is just one more opportunity where the Republicans look like, you know, they have an opportunity to expand the tent, if they will, but those naysayers will keep the party from being able to do that.
Well, they could, but my goal is to be among the what I would call the rational Republicans. That works toward an immigration solution that fixes our broken immigration system. And then once we get that off the table, we can start talking about economic opportunity for all, particularly for Hispanics. Look, there under the president's economic policy, says under Obamanomics, we've got 2 million more Hispanics living in poverty than we did 4 years ago. That's not fair. That's not fair to them. That's not fair to our economy. That's not fair to the other taxpayers who are paying the load for those people while they're on our public assistance programs. Let's put them to work and make taxpayers out of them. If we do that, we'll make Republicans out of them at the same time.
Bill Flores joining us from the district. Well, tomorrow, for those people who get paid twice a month, they'll get that second paycheck with the new taxes taken out. Those are pocket taxes. People are feeling that pinch right now. Have you gotten any feedback yet, or have you got some thoughts on that?
Well, I haven't gotten any feedback, but I was not part of the lame duck Congress that passed that back in 2010. And one of the conclusions I've come to is that temporary tax breaks are ultimately going to be a tax increase. And if it were up to me, I think anything we need to do in terms of tax policy needs to be long term. If I'm asked in the future to pass a short-term tax break, I'm going to say, no, why don't we just send out a stimulus check to somebody? I mean, it's their money to start with. Just give it to them, but leave the tax rates the same. That way you don't have to deal with the tax increase that comes subsequently. And I think that'd do more economic good than the way the payroll tax reduction worked over the last 2 years.
Yeah, well, I mean, your point is well taken. People look for the here and now, and then the long-term consequences they end up having to pay for, which kind of, any thoughts on the state of the state message that you heard from the governor yesterday?
Well, didn't get to hear much about it. I did like his conversation about a money-back guarantee for taxpayers. I think that's something we're talking about at the federal government level. It'll be a long time before we have money back, but I think that's something worth looking at. Using the rainy day fund for infrastructure, I think the state legislature will have to deal with that.
Again, it's a nice problem to have some money out there that you feel like you may be able to put someplace. Hopefully it's put out there adequately.
Yeah, I'll tell you, Washington would be well served to be more like Texas.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
In a lot of ways. Anything else on your radar this morning?
Well, I thought we ought to change the name of WTAW to Wednesday Talk About Washington.
Oh, hey! I kind of like that. Well, let me throw something else at you then while we're talking about it. If the Republican Party is trying to rebrand themselves, the O in GOP stands for old. Maybe you need to come up with something new there.
Well, we ought to do that. And I don't like that staid looking elephant.
Yeah, no, we need to come up with something. I mean, if they slim down Santa Claus, if they slim down Ronald McDonald, you might want to slim down the elephant or come up with something different there. That's for sure.
There you go.
Hey, listen, it makes me think with your office opened up, if people do want to be in touch with you, how do they do that, Bill?
Well, they need to. They can call us. We're in the phone book, or they can come by our office again, 3000 Briarcrest, Suite 406. Also, we're on the web at flores.house.gov. They can follow us there.
All right. Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays. You can hear the interview on our website. It'll be archived there at WTAW.com.
Thanks. How about this? GOP's Grand Opportunity Party.
I like that. Government of the People, something like that.
Yeah, that's good.
Go to work on that for us.
All right.
Thanks,
I'd ask your listeners to pray for our country and our military men and women.